How much of the off-season work do you expect the guys to maintain, considering it's the first time around with you coming into this camp right now?
Well, I think the quarterbacks will, and I think the young guys, it was so fast and furious for them when it started that some of them were swimming. But going through it one more time is a good thing. And then they'll go through it one more time when the veterans come in. So I think that'll be important. But listen, there'll be enough of a foundation where you're not starting from scratch.
So Eric's missing. Just when do you start? When does he really start missing things? I mean, when would you want him in tomorrow? But when would you like him in?
Well, yeah, that's right. You'd love him in tonight. I mean, that's what you'd love. But I understand how these things go. I got it. And and so I don't worry too much about it. It's probably what I told you when Albert was missing. I don't worry about that. I try to concentrate on the guys that are here, and we go with it. So, and I know, listen, as long as there's communication going on, I know it'll get done.
Expectations for practice tomorrow?
Well, I think they're going to get climatized. So, if that's a word, it's warm and humid up here, so that'll be a bit different. They won't be in pads. It'll be their jerseys and helmets, and that's what they'll do. So, but they'll get used to the heat and humidity, and then again we're gonna test them with the number of plays going in.
When do pads Sunday, or when's the first time you
actually... Listen, I'm already, we haven't even started yet, and I'm already into camp. I'm not sure what day's which, but the veterans will be in here the 25th, and then that counts as one of the non-padded days, and then so you go the 25th, 26th, 28th, I believe, is the first day of pads, somewhere in that area. 27th, 28th, somewhere.
How much of what you go through is review of what you guys have already gone over, and how much is going to be new?
Well, most of it right now will be review. As you get later in camp, you'll add a new thing here or there. But most of it will be the things that they've already covered.
You talk about practicing just in the morning and not in the afternoons?
On the afternoons, there's walkthroughs. You can't, there are no practices. Those days are over. When you play,
do you miss those days?
Yeah, but I'm not practicing either. I'm the coach. Yeah, so players, if I was a player, I'd tell you, no, I don't miss those at all. But the afternoons are walkthroughs and or meetings. And, we've got a nice indoor complex there right next to the meeting rooms, which works out very well.
But you like the morning practice to beat the heat, or just why? Why 8 in the morning?
Well, still get enough heat. Mm-hmm. You get enough heat and you don't put the guys at as much risk. Yeah, that's what's important.
Coach, what kind of camp do you like? Physical camp, a camp where you learn. Can you describe what kind of camp you like?
Yeah, I think you'll see. We're going to tackle and to the ground. It's going to be a physical camp. It'll be a challenge for them. I mentioned that to you guys, and I mentioned it to the players before we left. They've got to come back, and they've got to be ready to go. It will challenge you. That's what it does. And that's what this game's about. It's a tough game. Tough guys play it. It's a tough game to get yourself ready for, and it's a long season. So this is building the foundation of that. We're building right here. At the same time, you got to stay sharp mentally. So through all this heat, humidity, sore bodies, you got to crawl yourself out of bed. You got to get yourself some nutrition, some food in you, some liquids, keep the liquids in. Then you got to go out here and perform.
Andy, I thought it was interesting. This is the first time Alex Smith has ever gone away to camp because, they always train at their place, and you always went away. Your old team's now staying home. Most teams are staying home now. What do you like about going away? Or do you?
Well, I do like it. I like the idea that we're all here together. There are not a lot of distractions up here. You've got your food right across the street. You got your training complex up the street here just a bit. You're all housed together. Your meeting rooms. Everything's right here. I like that. It eliminates some of the distractions, creates a little bit of camaraderie, and gives you guys something to look forward to. Come on.
What are your first impressions of St. Joseph?
I'm very, very impressed. I haven't been around the city, the town itself, but I've been here, and the people here have been phenomenal. I came up early last spring there. I came up before we broke and had a tour, and then I see what they've done here. And you got to look at the fields. The fields are immaculate. Weight rooms and everything's nice. I mean, it's a great setup.
Couple more guys.
Coach, you mentioned injured players. That include Moyaki?
Yeah, Moyaki's here. Yep.
Drone?
Here.
Yep. Avery?
Avery's here. Yep.
So how many guys will be on the field tomorrow, roughly? I mean, is there
Oh my goodness.
I mean, more than 40?
All that I can get out there. Whatever, I don't have the number, but whatever we can get out there legally, you got to clear it all through the league. Right. So I can't. I'll get that to Ted and get it to you. Okay. So yeah.
Have all three of those guys passed the physical?
Yeah, they're ready to go.